This is KCUR 89.3. Olathe, Kansas native Scott Connor made his debut last month at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. Through Saturday, Connor will be in a new production at the Met of Richard Strauss's opera Der Rosenkavalier. Connor plays a police commissioner, and in one scene he shares the stage with opera diva Renee Fleming, who stars as the aristocrat, the Marshalin. Starting this weekend, the Met, live in HD, will broadcast a performance to movie theaters across the country. KPR's classical music director Michael Keelan spoke with Scott Connor about his role.
Your role is in very much a comic scene, and you're the police commissioner.
Yes.
And so that's a role that calls for some gravitas, which your voice can provide. Tell us, why in the plot does the police commissioner get called in?
The scene in this particular production is set in a bordello, so it's a lot of action going on stage, and in the thick of it all, the police commissioner is called in by the Baron himself and ends up being scrutinized thoroughly over his actions. It's a lot going on, it's a lot of fun, and I come in and kind of stop the whole scene. Near the ending, I get to have a wonderful scene with Renee Fleming, the Marshalin, and I get to share a few lines with her, so it's quite the experience, I have to say.
Renee Fleming, of course, this is one of her iconic roles as the Marshalin in Der Rosenkavalier, and I've seen somewhat contradictory press notices as to whether this is going to be her very last Rosenkavalier or her very last opera entirely. What is your inside take on that?
Well, you know, I could not speak on behalf of her. Obviously, she's got a packed schedule, I think, doing concert work and recitals. She's been wonderful to work with. You know, we got to do all the rehearsals together in London, so I've spent quite a lot of time with her, and she seems still eager to perform, and I think we're going to see more of her in the future, but as far as what she has coming up, I'm not quite sure. I know that a lot of people are treating this as kind of her farewell, so I guess we'll have to see, but it's been really quite the pleasure to get to know her and get to work with her and make some music together.
You have a character in the plot who doesn't come on until near the end of a four-hour opera. So what do you do for the first 3 hours? Do you listen to the to what's going on? Do you not listen? Do you get
know, it? Actually, I don't show up until the second act. I go back into my dressing room and, you know, get into costume, get my voice ready to go. But they're already on stage, you know, by the time I'm even getting to the theater, so it's interesting to show up so late and have the show already be going on, but I come in, I do my thing, and I have my pre-show routine that doesn't change, and I just go on, and it's a lot of fun to just jump in there and do that scene. And this particular opera, I have to be in two wool coats, it's quite heavy and quite hot under all the lights, but you know, I put those on last and get into wig and makeup, which takes me about 30 minutes. I have a couple people helping me with all of that. So it's here again, it's a process.
You pointed out how much activity there is backstage during the production, and I'm guessing that we'll get to see a glimpse of that during the live HD broadcast from the Met, and I presume that you will be a part of that performance also.
I will be. That is my final performance here at the Met, so I'm really looking forward to it. I've done a couple other HD things in the past in Europe, but now I'm doing it here, so I'm looking forward to it very much.